Welcome, beautiful one. Anne Ribley here, and I'm going to share with you this week's Monday mantra. Divine restoration renews and rebuilds my life. Now, this mantra is really specifically geared and dedicated to any one of you who are going through a time of big change. However, it's not only for those that are going through a big time of change and rebuilding and renewal, whether it be with body, relationship, home life, work, finances. It could be in any of those areas. And for me, this divine restoration infusing prayer mantra came to me when I was going through all of those levels all at the same time. So you can use this even to help you in one area. Because whenever we say this mantra, whenever we say a mantra that holds us in the place, that has the sacredness around our own recalibration into what's birthing itself forward, and it can feel incredibly painful, even if we're only going through it in one capacity, whether it's with a health issue, whether it's with finances, whether it's with a relationship, even in your home life, in any capacity. This mantra, when I was going through a big life change where it was in all of those categories, in all of those areas, I had this divine restoration prayer that I had written on an index card, and it was long, and I would read it to myself as a way to remember, to know that there is a power we can call upon that's already blueprinted to what's being recalibrated, reconfigured, so that we don't have to be in fear. We can actually be in acknowledgement of this divine unfoldment that has our back, that's re-leading us into a new direction, into a new restoration, renewing us in some capacity, rebuilding us in some more authentic alignment to our healthiest well-being self. Now, for me, I don't even remember what exactly that prayer said, but I knew it. The words that I remember, and I don't even know if that was in it, but it was the idea that there is a divine restoration that we can call upon. We can know. We can allow. We can surrender to and trust in. That's what I remember, is those words, divine restoration, knowing that there's a power already that's residing in us. Our body actually uses it, that intelligence, that power, that blueprinting, every single night when we go to bed. That's why sleep is so important. It's about allowing that divine restoration to come in. I would always call it, when my kids were little, that when they would take a nap or go to bed, it was like a way to infuse God back into them. And it was so amazing to me with kids how literally you would see well-being restored just in the power of sleep with children. But that never goes away. We all still need that. So that's just an example of where we see divine restoration in our daily rituals of what we need to nourish ourselves into the best actualized blueprint of who we are. So this mantra, whether you're going through a big life change or whether you want to use it in some specific area so that you know you can hold your space, hold that sacred place into the best knowing of your own unfoldment, as you say the mantra, you repeat it, divine restoration renews and rebuilds my life. This power can give you so much strength, trust, guidance, and healing, and allow you to transform all that's needed for you at this time. Whether you are going through a big life change or whether it's in a certain area, it can feel incredibly painful when things are coming undone in order for us to be redone, rebirthed, brought anew. And so just having these words, divine restoration, saying those words, anchoring to those words, knowing those words, begins to speak and infuse in all of our being, down to the cells in our body, because all of life is working in a cycle of divine restoration. Every day, our cells are renewing themselves, are rebuilding themselves. And so when we allow that energy that's happening in our lives to not be something that we have angst or resistance or fear or unnecessary suffering around, that we trust, we know, we calibrate, we orientate ourselves to the divine restoration that's happening, we allow ourselves to get inside of our own transformation. We allow ourselves to emerge and to unfold from it. So this week, whenever you feel in some area of your life that feels like it's undone and it has a sense of chaos to it, and you feel that uncertainty want to shake a sense of the stable ground that you stand upon, I want you to remind yourself, divine restoration renews me and rebuilds my life. So gorgeous, so inspiring and inviting. So if you are going through any form of change that feels difficult, whether it's big or it's in a certain area, I want you to give yourself permission to envision a brighter, inspiring future that's being rebuilt for you right now, that's being renewed. And you may not know it yet or exactly what it looks like, or maybe you do. But you can steep down, trust in, step in deeper today, knowing that divine restoration is renewing and rebuilding your life. Allow yourself to receive it. You are worthy to feel that sense of divine restoration give you the revitalization, the renewal, and the rebuilding. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.